After U.S. tariff increase, Hong Kong and Taiwanese firms plan to move production from China. Hong Kong and Taiwan businesses are planning to pull some of their production from China after the U.S. administration announced that roughly $200 billion worth of Chinese manufactured goods would receive a tariff increase to 25% from 10%. The new tariff rates went into effect May 10 after President Donald Trump announced the move 5 days earlier on Twitter. In subsequent remarks, U.S. officials noted that China had reneged on commitments made during previous rounds of negotiations in April. 2 days of trade talks in Washington ended May 10 with no agreement. After the meetings concluded, the president said on Twitter that tariffs may or may not be removed depending on what happens with respect to future negotiations. Thousands of Chinese products will be taxed at 25%, including furniture, telecom equipment, plastic, seafoods, and auto parts. Many of these products are made by Hong Kong and Taiwanese companies for a long time, have had manufacturing facilities in China because of its cheap labor. Now, these companies are relocating some production to avoid the added costs related to U.S. tariffs. Lau Tat Pong of Hong Kong has operated factories in Dongguan since 1989, an industrial city in southern China. He is in the business of paint and aluminium products. Lau said that he has been thinking about moving some productions to countries in Southeast Asia since the start of the trade war, but hadn't made any moves, hoping that the trade deal would soon be reached. "Now I must move," Lau said, after the increase went in effect May 10. "A week ago, I was still hoping that 10% tariff would be removed," he said. Lau said that the U.S. customers so far have been footing the bill for the 10% tariffs, but he speculated that his customers might not be willing to pay with the increase of 25%. He added that the manufacturing sector in China could make a serious hit because countries in Southeast Asia will become more cost competitive, while supply chains in those countries will become more mature as more companies pull their production out of China. Many tech manufacturers, such as suppliers to the U.S. tech giant Apple, have already made plans to move production to Vietnam, Malaysia, the Philippines, and elsewhere from China after U.S. tariffs were first announced in March 2018. Meanwhile, Kidsys, who is in the watches and packaging businesses, has a thriving business after he moved his factories to Cambodia years ago from Dongguan. Kit said he has received more calls recently from U.S. clients and expects to take more orders from U.S. companies in the future. Taiwan. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen held a press conference on May 10 following a high-level national security meeting in address Taiwan's strategy in the face of the latest increase in U.S. tariffs. She said that the existing triangular trade model, Taiwanese companies accepting orders from U.S. clients, fulfilling the orders by manufacturing the products in China and exporting the products to U.S. from China, would likely change as a result of trade war, according to the statements posted on the website of the president's office. Tsai added that her government will speed the process of helping Taiwanese companies return to the island, while setting the goal of signing a bilateral trade agreement with the USA. She concluded that the majority of exports to the United States, now with products with a label made in China, will soon be replaced by high-quality products that are made in Taiwan. Taiwan's Ministry of Economic Affairs launched a Welcome Back program in January, which provides incentives for Taiwanese companies to return home, such as free rent for the first 2 years, favorable bank loan, and access to tax consultation. Taiwan Central News Agency, CNA, reported that 52 Taiwanese companies, those that are based in Taiwan but have operations in China, have pledged to invest on the island with a total investment value of over 279 billion new Taiwan dollars, about 9 billion US dollars since the beginning of this year, citing data from the Ministry of Economic Affairs. Tsai said the figure has already surpassed the government's target of NT$250 billion, adding that she will raise a new target to NT$500 billion.